Energy and Commerce Committee hearing with Mark Zuckerberg and your takeaway from how that went.
Well, I actually I have to say that Mark Zuckerberg, I think he adjudicated himself well as a witness. He was apologetic about the areas where Facebook made mistakes, and he was forthright in those areas. That said, I think that we as policymakers need to move the standards higher, not just for Facebook, but for all the technology space. If you look at what the technology companies are doing with our virtual persons that each of us have online, what are they doing with our data, you know, our personal data? What are they doing with our browsing history? What are they doing with our online purchases? That data belongs to us as individuals, and so I think Congress needs to reset the standard to say that data is ours unless we specifically opt to share it, and that disclosure needs to be transparent, it needs to be easy to read, and it needs to be easy to opt in or out, as the case may be. So we have some work to do. The other area where we need to concentrate on is fairness. Facebook has overtly been involved in censoring conservative thought, and they need to, I got Mark Zuckerberg to agree that Facebook and all technology providers should be intellectually unbiased, and ideologically unbiased. And I think we in Congress need to find a way to say that that's the standard we expect all technology companies to live to.
And until that happens, and perhaps even after that happens, there's still some personal responsibility each of us have to take when we're online.
Oh, well, and that's never gone away. I think everybody needs to be responsible for their virtual presence online. But that said, I think that we need to make sure that the technology companies make that transparent, easy to understand, and easy to, and that is considered to be the default position, if you will, is that data is held out unless you opt in. And so I think we've got to change the paradigm where your data is automatically held private unless you affirmatively agree to have it releasable. But then I want you to know, I want the users to know what happens with that data, where it's stored, who has access to it, what algorithms are applied to it, who can buy it, who can it be given to, for what purposes will that be used, things of that nature.
Any sort of clue of how long that's going to take to get those type of regulations in effect?
I don't think it will take too long. We did seem to see some snippets of bipartisanship today on the ENC committee, and so I think that sets the stage for being able to do this in a quicker manner, since you could have some bipartisan buy-in. We've already introduced an act in ENC that I'm one of the original co-sponsors on, called the Browser Act. I think that's a good first step to deal with the privacy issues, but we also need to try to find a good way to deal with the fairness issues too.
Any commitment from Mr. Zuckerberg during the testimony, or any sort of indication that maybe Facebook and perhaps other providers might do this voluntarily?
Yes, and candidly, Facebook has been a leader in trying to change, to make the privacy options in their community more transparent and easier to use. They still have a way to go, but I think they've been a leader. He did say that they would continue to try to improve. They would continue to try to make sure that nobody got an unfair advantage, that they block, that they'll continue to try to block the fake users. The only area I didn't hear him say anything about is that they would try to strive for better fairness from an ideological perspective. He did admit that they had made several mistakes in terms of blocking the conservative ideology, the conservative users, folks like Diamond and Silk, folks like one of my constituents in Waco who's had her postings blocked. and then also some others. I mean, some faith-based organizations that had their speech labeled as unsafe for the community. It was clearly beyond the pale how they did that. So I think we're going to have to encourage him to do more while we're continuing to work on stricter standards.
Anything else that I've missed about today's testimony?
I think you covered it. Again, it was a long hearing, but I think it was worthwhile for the public to hear about it, and I think it was worthwhile for Congress. I think we walked away with a better appreciation of what we need to do moving forward.